Darkness tells, Dr. Gal, heaven. Darkness tells, Dr. Gal says,
heaven. You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
One of you watching this screen, look out, because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation, and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps.
This place, everybody that comes in gets swallowed up.
Yeah. Devo Peekaboo. From one is 1982. George wanted to hear that, so I played it. I can remember watching that with him back in October of 82. As Devo was doing some musical show. We started things off, though, with Robbie Queen. Kuhn. Something like that, with Glitter Rock Werewolf. Single he had sent to me a couple weeks ago. We followed it up with The Damned. Or The Damned. With Deadbeat Dance. Off of The Return of the Living Dead soundtrack, 1985. One of the best horror movies out there. Susan Surftone with her song Whisper of the Devil. From her LP off of Acme Brothers Records called Whisper of the Devil. The Five Blobs with The Blob. Off of Elvira's Present Haunted Hits. Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors with one of my favorite, Scream. It's on a compilation called Back from the Grave, Volumes 1 and 2. And as I said, Devo with Peekaboo.
Hold down. some land. We're really getting your jollies. From that one there, red beans and rice, wasn't it nice with hot tamales? Mirror, mirror, the Latin quarters here from 1010 Winds. The Jubilation Station, Mad Daddy at the top of the tower, where all your fun begins. The Latin quarters there, direct from me to you, as you can perceive by the chomping in the background, friend. My man-eating plants are a-digging it, too.
They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and a wonder. Tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I use my songs to entice you with verses to vice you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. Would be a pal who would never look at another, who'd be good and true and take care of you. Sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hicks of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yes, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. Want a love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye. I'll take the men, not the boys. Use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I use my cheeks to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell. But I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch.
Yeah. at you with a stare. 100 years old if she's 50, and her broom is at least twice the rate. But it won't leave the ground with her on it, and the old girl just gets in the rain. Her quite old hat is all crumpled, and her gingerbread ovens won't burn. But that's not the worst of her trouble, even a poison apple's have one.
I have a feeling that I want to do right now, and it's yes, Mars Attacks. We just finished up with the circus, and some people say that this show is a circus, but Burn Witch Burn from compilation I have. I don't have the original, I think, 1960-something. I'll have to look that up and put it in my playlist later when I fix it up today or tonight. We started things off at the Cramps with Surfin' Dead from The Smell of Female. It says here 2014, but I know that's definitely wrong because I remember it back in 1985. Eartha Kitt by request with I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch from the fabulous Eartha Kitt. It says here 1959, but I'll have to double check that. I thought it was earlier than that. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be sad. I could be... Anyway. Kip Tyler with She's My Witch, single off of Something from 1958. The Bells of Rimini? Is that how you pronounce that? The Bells of Rimini, I think it is. The Wicked Old Witch from 1967 from Ditko Records. And as I said, The Circus with Burn Witch Burn. Burn. I have queued up. Oh, I've got the Southern Culture on the Skids queued up next. All this witch stuff got me thinking about... Do you remember Witchy Poo? I might have to play that coming up next here. Not next, but coming up soon. Here, Strike the Box. WMFO Method. 91.5. And on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
HR Puffin Stuff. push your friend when things get rough. HR, Puff and Stuff can't do a little cause he can't do enough.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday, a boy and his magic golden flute heard a boat from off the bay.
Come and play with me, Jimmy, come and play with me, and I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
Belonged to a cookie or witch who had in mind the flute to snitch.
From her vroom vroom in the sky, she watched her plans materialize. She waved her wand, the beautiful boat was gone. The skies grew dark, the sea grew rough, and the boat sailed on and on and on and on and on and on.
But Puff and Stuff was watching too and knew exactly what to do. He saw the witch's boat attack, and as the boy was fighting back,
he called his rescue racer crew as often they'd rehearsed. And off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore. Puff arrived to save the day, which made the witch so mad and sore. She shook her fist and screamed away. HR, Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR, Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause you can't do enough. HR, Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR, Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
I'll tell you, there's some serious puffing and dropping back in the late 60s.
In the western sky, and the vampires are out on the sly. At times they have trouble finding necks to bite. That's why I concocted my new delight, my riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Night at 12, and said the blood bank had no blood on the shelf. I exclaimed, don't fret, I'll give you a fix of my newly regenerated mix. I gave him riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Relief, you see, from fang aches and corpuscle deficiency. And after consuming my laboratory brew, it'll make a new vampire of you. Brew without a hitch. Now he's one of those who'd rather fight than switch. If you're biting more necks, enjoying it less, try my new non-carbonated mess. My riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Promote perspiration odor. It puts mad breath in ghouls. Why, our group had 21% fewer fangs.
I got it, Sally. It makes a great Bloody Mary, too. Frank, you ought to try one of these things.
You are invited to join the Banshees, the werewolves, the vampires, the gooks, who are all coming to our Halloween convention of spooks. You'll enjoy this lively group if your blood doesn't end up in the soup. Practice your screams. Break out your shrouds. tighten your nerves, and join the crowds at our convention of spooks.
Wow. I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud clang. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was a one of purple people here looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. This mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. Baby standing in the door, she was hollering real loud. Bo diddly, don't leave me in this house. I said, take it easy, baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, boy, you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eaters had my baby and gone.
You drive the car, there is always an unseen, unwelcome passenger with you. That passenger is danger. The danger of a traffic accident. Unfortunately, every person seems to have the absurd notion that he bears a charmed life, that no traffic accident can happen to him. But it can, and too often it does. So when you're behind that wheel, don't take chances. Obey all traffic rules. Drive safely for life, your life, and the lives of us.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-lap-a-loom, bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon-toed, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
If there was one movie trailer that scared the hell out of me, there was two of them. One was this one, The Exorcist. The other was Aliens. I mean, I just, when that commercial would come on TV, I'd like change the channel or I'd run in another room. But especially The Exorcist, Tubular Bells, just something about it scared the crap out of me. And then I saw the movie. But we just, on a funny note there, finished up with some Sheb Woolley with the Purple People Eater from 1958. We started things way back there with the Southern Culture on the Skids with The Loneliest Ghost in Town. Now, from what I read, it was Paul Simon and Leslie Chavars. That's how you pronounce it, that did H.R. Puffin stuff. That had Witchy Poo. And the flute, remember? Jimmy! Jimmy! They said if somebody was puffing, somebody had to be puffing a lot of stuff and dropping a lot of stuff to be doing H.R. Puffin stuff. Don Henson's and the Rigamortuit Morticians with riboflavin non-carbonated polyunsaturated blood, 1964 from Capitol. That's a staple on the Halloween show. Round Robin with I'm the Wolfman. I'm going to have to look up what year that came out. Susie and the Banshees with Halloween, a live version. Computus is Alive in Cologne, 1981. I'm not 100%. It was definitely live. I just don't know if it was the Cologne version or not. Some Bo Diddley. Hey, next month is Bovember. And I'm sure Bill Kelly will be happy that I played some Bo Diddley with Bo Meets the Monster, a Checker release back in 1956. That is it for me, folks. I got to get my stuff collected up here and get on out of here. But I do have at least one more song, a staple of the Strike the Box radio show, Halloween edition. What would my show be without Somerville native Bobby Boris Pickett coming up next? Take care, everybody. I will talk to you in a couple weeks. And welcome, Mike. A little late, but Mike's here. And thanks everybody for checking out the Strike the Box radio show Facebook group. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. Wow. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. Oh. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Oh. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Oh. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. Oh. Coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the
the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the MASH.
They played the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the MASH.
It got on in a flash.
They played the MASH.
They played the Monster MASH.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
What?
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Rack's a part of the band, and my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
MASH.
They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever, Bela Lugosi, the seductive Vampira, and poor Johnson as the walking dead.
Turn off your electro gun. No! No! Stop him, Dennis!
I can't get it, it's jammed!
Stop him, you fool!
Bullets bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ships. What earthly power can stop this terror? For a glimpse of things to come, see this blast of screen suspense. For it could be happening right now.
What? Yeah!
WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you?